Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, it's time to Fast Forward. Welcome to the future of almost everything in Wisconsin on the upswing. Joining WTMJ's Jeff Sherman, here's Steve Glenn and Martin Moore.
Welcome to the upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Indeed, this is Fast Forward, the future of almost everything business in Wisconsin. That's what we do Thursdays. It's tournament time. It's the day after the Wisconsin Top Chef premiere. The Bucks almost beat the Celtics without Giannis. Sure, there's a little bit of snow on the way, but you know what? It's sunny outside and we are happy, right?
Yes.
But Steve Glenn, Martin Moore, as always, thanks for joining. Did you see the latest World Happiness Report? It was released yesterday to mark the United Nations International Day of Happiness. Just let me give you a couple stats from it. No more top 15 or even top 20 for the U.S. The United States fell from 15 to 23 this year, with young people reporting lower levels of well-being than any other age group. And, you know, I read some of the stories on this and, you know, did some research, and the editors said that it varied dramatically among different age groups. However, young people under the age of 30 ranked 62nd out of 143 countries for happiness, while U.S. adults age 60 and above ranked 10th. So good job, people over 60, right?
Get happier as you get older.
That's right. How do you analyze that?
I think this is interesting. It's insights into people's perceptions of life on Earth across the globe. And I'm a little worried about where we're ranking right now as a country.
Yeah. Well, let's go backwards in the top 10 just to give a little flavor here.
Yeah.
Australia, Switzerland, Luxembourg. Former Milwaukee mayor, yeah, Tom Barrett there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Norway, the Netherlands, Israel, Sweden, Iceland, Denmark. Number one?
Finland.
Finland, yeah. It's always Finland. Scandinavian countries.
Don't ask me why I know that.
Hey, I think a lot of those countries have hockey as one of their main sports.
That's right. Fast and slick on the ice.
I think the United States is unique in that we're a very cynical country. I've just noticed that as someone who's been to all 50 states, and I've just been in every corner and inch of this country and got to meet people and see the different cultures in the areas. As happy as a lot of people are, there's a lot of cynicism in this country. We're very glass half empty kind of mantra, and I think that really contributes to a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any like smoking gun, especially for like youth happiness, but it probably began probably a decade ago or so. Right, that even the report's editors said polarization, social media use 24/7, and growing health and income disparities, they all probably play a role.
Big time.
Yeah. And it's interesting, what I took from just a quick view of this after you shared this report, you start happy, you lose some happiness traction, and then you rebound. And maybe that stat is being affected by the group that is losing the happiness traction, the ranking we had for young people, but we're going to move on up this chart here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, hey, this is the upswing. We're happy here.
Yes.
I'm happy that you two are here. And you know what?
I'm happy that
life happens, and you got to have faith that it's happening in the right way and that it's all going to work out. So this is, as we do every Thursday, the future of almost everything. Quickly here, you want to stay happy? I truly suggest tickets are on sale right now to see Giannis join his brother Thanasis on stage for Thanalysis Live, presented by Carbliss, this Friday night, tomorrow in Milwaukee. Go to taliveshow.com to get tickets before they sell out. Get ready to experience the Antetokounmpo brothers like never before and spend an intimate night with Giannis and Thanasis on March 22nd at the Pottawatomie Casino Event Center. All ages are welcome and families are encouraged. TALiveShow.com to access the limited tickets. That's TASHowLive.com to see Giannis and special guests for the Thanalysis Live presented by Carbliss. This Friday in Milwaukee, TALiveShow.com. We'll be right back with Steve Glenn and Martin Moore. Because I'm happy. Clap along. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman from the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. From the 414, I bought my house for $5,000 in a handshake in 1970. Why wouldn't I be happy?
Right on.
That's insane.
That's the way to look at it, for
sure. I hope
that
handshake came with, like, the deed and...
and a six-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, we wanted to talk a little bit about the future of fashion.
Mm.
Is it all clean? Is it local? Are we worried about some of the synthetics and the microplastics and the dyes in our clothes? What are you guys seeing in the fashion space on a local level and also on a national level?
Definitely one thing that I've noticed is clothing subscriptions. So like Stitch Fix and Short Story Box.
Wantable.
Wantable. Things like Amazon Try Before You Buy. I think people are really interested in dressing up in fashion, but kind of people like me who wear the same thing every day, like I don't know where to start. So having companies right. sort of do that for you and designers do that for you and dress you, I definitely think is a big part of the future, and it's something that we've seen in the last
yeah.
few years.
Yeah, I see that going in another step just in some recent interactions with some of these fashion retailers online. Going from online on the web to text direct, where we're literally building what I'm going to buy with an expert helping guide me to what I will like, and then giving me a deal on the spot and turning that transaction right there.
Oh, yeah. Hyper personal transactions.
Right.
I mean, that's really important for sure. So we have a lot of really good local connections. You got 414 brand. You have Goodland.
Mm-hmm.
Harley's.
You have Midwest Latina. You have companies like Orchard Street Press, Vibrant Bra Company, all making stuff with really sustainable materials,
right on.
Better cottons. Is that important to the buyer now? Are you looking like, hey, I'm looking at the tag and the full information of what is in my clothes, or are you just buying because you want to look good?
It is. It definitely is for me. I remember when, like, I tried to, in air quotes, branch out and get fashionable and try something new other than my gray Kohl's jeans and my black V-neck. And I was shopping at, like, a lot of, like, big name stores, and it was just shocking how cheaply made these clothes were.
Yeah.
Jackets that ripped within a couple months, shirts that would tear and unravel. And, you know, I did a podcast episode once on this called Fast Fashion, and it's just really cheaply made Chinese junk yeah. that you wear it a couple times, mm-hmm. then you throw it away. And I have a huge problem for that for the environment and sustainability, and I have a huge problem for that for my closet.
Like, right.
Because if there's one thing I've assuming is ubiquitous, we all hate shopping for clothes. Like, yeah. there's nothing
I don't mind it.
Really?
It's all right.
I can't stand it.
But to your question, you know, I've just been turned on to being more aware of what materials the clothes are made of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through a company called Hypernatural that's here in Milwaukee. And they also explain legislation is coming to the U.S. that's going to force more sustainable, more eco-friendly materials for clothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time the government's probably going to hold brands a little bit more accountable in mm-hmm. terms of, hey, what is in your clothing? I mean, already have things like the Flammable Fabrics Act and the Textile Fiber Rule and those type of things. But yeah, Steve, you mentioned Hypernatural. They made the first ever polo made out of crab shells.
Crab shells.
And jade stone.
Yes.
And really super high-end cotton. So the jade cools the skin.
Mm-hmm.
The crab combats the body odor. I mean, a lot of brands doing like anti-stink wear stuff, but
with chemicals,
you don't know what's in
right.
the brands, right?
Yep.
So, hey, if you can use crab to combat that body odor, why not?
Right.
And then even the buttons are made from mother of pearl.
Mm-hmm.
So real super high end, obviously the price point, you got to get to that, you know, how can you yeah. produce enough to make it sustainable and, you know, priceable for the everyday person.
That's the big issue, too, is like clothes are so cheap now. I mean, you go on Amazon and it's like, I mean, you can get pants and shirts and stuff for $10
today.
So it's really hard, I think, for people to quantify and justify in their mind spending the kind of money that is required to make clothing like that. You know, that's a difficult pitch and sell to people who are now just used to paying for really, really cheap clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And throwing it away.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, and the move, you know, I think we'll see a little bit of move away from total casual attire to more professional, but that ebb and flows too. So people are going to dive in where it's most convenient, and they're going to find materials and brands that make them look good. So it'll be interesting to see how the future of fashion continues to evolve. This is a Thursday edition of The Upswing. As always, it's Fast Forward, the future of everything. We'll be right back. We're going to talk future of skincare, future of date nights, future of furniture, and a whole lot more. We'll be right back. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman with Martin Moore and Steve Glenn. We're going to talk a little bit about the future of date night. Well, why? Well, a couple things. What Applebee's did recently, and last night was the Top Chef premiere on the Bravo network, a huge gathering at Discovery World on Milwaukee's beautiful lakefront. I just saw Sandy Max in the office. She gave me the full rundown. Pretty amazing stuff. And either you guys see any of the episode? I watched a little bit on the iPad as I was doing stuff last night.
Yeah, I watched some of the beginning and then had to run out with the kid thing and came and watched the end of it.
Yeah,
it
was some pretty stunning visuals of Milwaukee.
Very awesome visuals of the city, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, and seeing the chef's shop at the Whole Foods Market on the east side where, like, we shop often, like, that's super cool.
And I haven't seen this show ever because I don't watch TV very often, to be honest. But I thought it was, I thought the chefs are holding their own in terms of keeping the show very entertaining. And, like, I was anxious a lot. Like, oh, my gosh, this is a pressure, you know, that they're under to make these dishes.
It would be great to have. You have 14 more weeks. So right. It's going to be this rallying call. And I think even if you're not an active TV watcher, you're going to be like, wow, I need to tap into this because I'm a proud Wisconsinite. And that's what I love about this stuff.
It got me excited to get back out to some of these restaurants to see these people live in action, you know, in the places they work.
Yes. All right. So. Well, speaking of restaurants, do you guys schedule regular date nights with your wives?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very good. And how do you do so? Is it a calendar thing? Is it a regular thing? Or do you go directly to the restaurants and say, we need this table every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock?
How do you do that? We have our go-tos. Usually we'll pencil something in, and then depending on our mood and how burnt out we are from the week, we'll go out. But we have a couple places that we love. We love sitting at like a bar, at the bar.
Same.
We have some bartenders that
we sit at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Moxie's, one of our favorite restaurants, and like we just love the bartender there. And so we have a couple go to places, but we try at least a couple times a month to try a new place. But we just pencil it in, and I never know how I'm going to feel on the weekend.
We're on the Google Cal every week.
Yeah.
And we try to
shared family calendar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We do. Yeah.
Shared. Good. I don't know what I ever did without a family shared calendar. Like, my life would be in shambles if I didn't have that.
Yeah, we only went to that about 2 years ago or so, and it's great. And
game changer.
I credit my wife for doing it, because I get constant updates. I'm like, all right, yes, I know I have to be here.
Exactly.
I have to be there. And it's wonderful. So Applebee's for a Valentine's promotion, a little after Valentine's Day here, but they sold a $200 date night pass subscription. So it was worth $1,500 in weekly meals at Applebee's. It sold out in less than a minute. So basically, you got $30 off a meal every week for 52 weeks.
Wow. You have to really like Applebee's.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And the passes would discount, obviously, $30 of food, but non-alcoholic beverages only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about a membership model on a local restaurant level?
Totally. I mean, we buy gift cards for some of our favorite restaurants just because we know we're going to go there and you'll get like a free $50 or $30. And it's like, well, we come here every week. So I would, honestly, I'm shocked now that you bring it up that more local restaurants don't do some sort of subscription service.
Right on.
Like, I would, honestly, I'm having an epiphany right now. That is such a, because as a patron to your favorite bars and restaurants, like, you're always going to go there, and it just makes total sense. You're spending the money. It would be like getting a subscription service to a gas station. Like, you always need gas. You're always going to go to your favorite bars and restaurants. So, like, local restaurants, you should start doing that.
And some of the perks that I think restaurants can give away as part of a membership are like super low cost for them, mm-hmm. but high value for the subscription holder.
Guaranteed table. Let's say there's a table yeah. you like, or let's say yeah. me and my wife,
reserve
you know, we love sitting
at the bar.
Yeah. Like you can get those spots with your subscription service. So, you know, on a Friday night, like you're not going to have to stand there for 45 minutes and wait. This is a great idea. We need to like patent this.
Let's go make this business trademark right now.
That's what we're doing on the episode. Right? We're creating business ideas on the fly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a whole lot. Unlike a subscription model at a local car wash, right?
Totally.
I'm going to pay a set fee knowing that I'm going to hopefully go there once or twice per month. Same for a restaurant. It may seem like, oh, I don't know, this is just additional marketing, but you got to create that loyalty somehow.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I can't spill the beans on who, but I, to be honest, I do have a couple of places that you both would be familiar with that are working this model out as we speak.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Even so, parking, like downtown where parking's difficult, if they had like some like yeah. preferred parking for people who have a subscription, like you don't have to hunt for parking or pay yeah. for parking. Like this is good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And if you can incorporate everything into it and make it a one-stop experience, mm-hmm. again, it creates more value for the consumer, and that's ultimately what it's all about.
Yes. Totally. Like what are you going to get aside from the food, which is a given because you're at the restaurant?
Yeah. Well, you're going to want access to the chefs, and yep. that's why Top Chef is so important, because right. it's providing a look into the Bartolotta family yeah. and others that you're like, wow, I have a personal connection. I need to go to
I
your
felt
restaurants.
The same way. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. Very good. All right, we will come back after the break. We will get to the future of skincare, a local company making some good strides there, and we'll get to the future of furniture and a couple other things too. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Always an honor to be joined on Thursdays by Martin Moore and Steve Glenn. A quick reminder, tickets are on sale right now to see Giannis join his brother Thanasis on stage for Thanalysis Live, presented by Carbliss. This Friday, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Go to TALiveShow.com to get tickets before they sell out. Get ready to experience the Antetokounmpo brothers like never before and spend an intimate night with Giannis and Thanasis on March 22nd at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Event Center. All ages are welcome and families are encouraged. TALiveShow.com to access the limited tickets. That's TALiveShow.com to see Giannis and special guests for the Thanalysis Live presented by Carbliss. This Friday in Milwaukee, TALiveShow.com. The Jeff Sherman family will be there for sure. My 16-year-old and his friends, he asked about it. He said specifically, can I go? That's a casino. I can't. I'm not 21. It's a all ages, all family show. So tomorrow night at Pottawatomie. So we're back with the future of everything. The future of skincare. I found this really interesting. Do you guys read or even pay attention to the ingredients on your soaps and lotions when you buy, or are you just buying brands?
Lotions, yeah.
Yeah, lotions. Yeah. I kind of do.
Yeah. I have a really good friend that sells Beauty Counter, and she's done really well. One of the top agents in the country, and I'm hoping she's going to come on the show at a future time, but they use all clean ingredients, and she's really helped educate me as to, like, whoa, look at the labels.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put that on your skin.
No,
that mm-hmm. is not even...
That's something you use every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there can be serious consequences if you're using something that is not good.
Yeah.
I do use my skin every day.
Right.
Yes, yes.
I try to.
Hey, it's a large body within us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a local company, the Amrath Group, in this space. The founder is an assistant professor at the Department of Biopharmaceutical Science at the Medical College. The CEO is a former GM and VP at Johnson & Johnson. They have three patents, and they're developing an anti-aging and antioxidant skin cream with no bad ingredients in it. So there's a lot of people in this space on the national level. But again, taking it local, yeah, probably have more trust going to the local company first
yeah.
to say, wow, I understand how you're making these products. I feel okay putting these on my skin.
And a lot of these you can stumble upon even at the Milwaukee Makers Market. You'll find some of these products that are safely made and safe to use and homegrown.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Finding in the local soaps mm-hmm. where you can talk to the people and say, hey, how did you make this? What it's all about? Can you give me an ingredient list? And I think that's really important. We were at Target this last weekend. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is out with a new line of men's grooming products.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah. Not this particular example, but men caring about this stuff.
Yeah. You know, I kind of rolled my eyes at first at the whole Dove for men thing a couple years ago, but it made me think twice about it. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, wow, it smells good. It's approachable to begin mm-hmm. with, but you look at the ingredient list and it seems there's enough stuff on there that I can pronounce.
Sure.
And that makes me feel better.
Exactly.
So The Rock has a new line of men's grooming products that include moisturizers, eye creams, and body washes, and even tattoo lotions.
Ooh, I
could
use that.
No sulfites, paraben-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. What do you think of the tattoo lotion space, Martin?
I like that as someone who has a bunch of tattoos. Yes. I like it. I got to keep them looking good. I do not. I've seen people who are far older than me with tattoos. And I really don't want mine to look like that when I'm like 70, 80 years old.
That's good. And you got to put good stuff on it to keep them happy and proud.
The skin is the largest organ in the human body, so you got to take care of it. One thing I find really interesting about the future of skincare is skin cancer is one of the top cancers. I know a lot of people that have had it. And one thing I find interesting about the future is using AI to see if you have skin cancer. So basically taking a picture and then your phone can kind of look at that, analyze it, and tell you if you need to go in for something. I think that's going to be a space that we're going to see a lot of growth in and is going to be very, very, very useful to people because, you know, if you have something on your back, you don't ever see your back, right, you know, yeah. or the back of your arms. And, you know, a lot of people don't like going to the doctor, especially men. Yep. And so I think that would be a huge space to see a lot of growth in that could save a lot of people's lives.
All right. Very good. We'll continue this sustainability theme when we come back with Steve Glenn and Martin Moore. I'm Jeff Sherman, and this is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Honored once again to be joined by Martin Moore and Steve Glenn. The future of almost everything in the state of Wisconsin. What's the future of furniture? And we're kind of on a sustainability theme here today. We talked a little bit about skincare. We talked about fashion. I think it's the same to an extent with furniture.
Agreed.
Are we getting to a point where our sofas are going to be stuffed with, you know, only seaweed?
Probably.
Because we right. aren't sure of what is inside our sofa cushions.
Right. I mean, furniture is so cheap nowadays. I mean, you can't find anybody who hasn't ordered some sort of end table or coffee table or a chair from Amazon.
Yeah.
And that stuff is, I remember we ordered a coffee table from it and like it was neat for about a couple weeks and then it started getting rickety and we were just like, let's get rid of this thing. And we actually used Custom Cottage MKE, which is like a local company yeah. that will make custom furniture. And so we had them do our dining table, our end table, our coffee table. And obviously it was pricier, but I mean, this stuff is like family heirloom quality. Like I could pass this down to like my nieces and my nieces' grandkids and stuff. And I think it's worth it getting custom furniture made versus, I think that could
yeah.
be the future.
That's nice.
Yeah, I've been kind of an idiot around furniture stuff, and until I needed some shelving for the speakeasy in the basement, and I got turned on to the term live edge. You probably both know.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, which then got me more into looking at local options for custom-made things, which you can support local that way. But also then into, Jeff, I think you started mm-hmm. with this, but I think it's pronounced biophilic design.
Yes. Yes.
And incorporating natural elements into furniture.
Right.
And making the environment a little bit more feeling like you're close to nature, right?
You may not be able to get that perfectly sustainable couch, but you may have the grass wall or right. some kind of yeah. elements from the outdoors inside that make it all that much more appealing.
Well-being and less stress leads to greater happiness, which let's climb that chart on that happiness report.
That's right. You know? That's right. And the good thing is there's so many great statewide companies that are selling furniture, right?
Right.
You got Ashley Furniture. They produce some of their own, Built Right, Steinhoffels, Bachmann. And you have all these wonderful, like, wood-based furniture makers mm-hmm. locally. You know, the Grainsmith, Custom Cottage, Sustar Woodworks. Like, so if you want variety, it's there for you. And mm-hmm. then on the other end of the spectrum, you have IKEA that's actually lowering prices right now on 1,000 of its biggest products.
Oh boy.
Because
I hate
they know.
IKEA.
Yeah.
I love the experience
for you, Martin, or is it the product?
It's many things. It's the experience. If there's one thing I hate, it's meandering around aimlessly, like grocery shopping.
You need to go with my wife. She knows all the paths and secret ways.
So just going in there, the experience, it's overwhelming. And then the stuff is just, I feel like it's all for like really small Scandinavian people. Their couches, like I lean back in them and like it hits like the small of my back. Just nothing is comfortable. The tables are all, everything's just tiny and I don't know. I don't like it. Yeah. I will say, though, I had a coffee table that I got when I was 19 years old from IKEA, and it lasted 25 years.
There you go. That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about. So convenience and price and local and sustainability, all those things and much more. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Steve Glynn and Martin Moore when we come back. Welcome back to The Upswing. The future goes fast. Always a fun and lively conversation on Thursdays with Steve Glynn and Martin Moore. Let's quickly, though, give away a gift card to the Mineshaft Restaurant in either Hartford or Oshkosh. The Sherman family, we live in the North Shore of Milwaukee, but getting to the Mineshaft in Hartford is a pretty easy drive for us. And it's kind of a staple when we need a place that we know the kids are going to enjoy, get them away from the Xbox, get them out of the attic a little bit, and get them into that huge $2 million game room like the one at the Mineshaft. Great pizza, too. Mom and Dad enjoy hanging out at the bar, and we can hang out at the table with the kids. And then it's like, hey, kids, up to the game room. Caller number 6 at 855-616-1620 gets a gift card to the historic Mineshaft. And a friendly reminder that Thursdays, that's today, feature buy one, get one free pizza. During the break, Martin mentioned a great future topic that we'll take calls and texts on, but the future of the family heirloom, I think, would be incredibly interesting. I see it from the Sherman family. My wonderful parents live in Delafield, have moved a couple times, had a bunch of things that we thought were, oh my gosh, these are totally valuable. But it was really hard to sell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Talking about, you know, the clothing and furniture and just all the disposable stuff we have now, it got me thinking on the break. Everyone's got Apple Watches. You're not going to pass down and get your grandfather's watch or your mother's dress or some bookshelf or hutch. Everything is disposable. So that'll be a really interesting conversation. I'd love to hear from the listeners. You know, what do you have any family heirlooms you've gotten? And do you have anything now you could give your kids?
Right.
You know,
right.
Do you own anything that your kids would want and you could even pass down?
I just love that we're talking about the future of the future.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's right. You never know where it's
going to go. It's taking it to another level today.
It's 620 inception.
You know, I mentioned briefly that we had a old roll-top desk that I really love. That it was too big.
Yeah.
But the challenges of selling it were immense. Like, I didn't know how to price it. But I looked it up online. I'm like, whoa, this is really valuable. But it was too heavy. Yeah. And it was just all these things. And we couldn't
sell
it.
It's like trying to move a piano.
Yeah, that's right.
Take it apart. Get it out.
Those are cool desks, though.
Yeah, I love it. All the little compartments.
Are there any secret compartments in it? Like in the president's desk?
It makes me feel very organized.
There's like a sword in it.
Even if not organized, I'm like, there's a place for this.
Right.
There's a place for that. It works. So finally, we want to talk a little bit about the future of the scooter. We mentioned this on the show yesterday. Communities connect around them. You know, they build parking for them. They're finding creative ways to integrate into other transit options and even to address safety. You know, dockless scooters are coming back to Wauwatosa beginning April 2nd under a proposal that Lime presented to city officials already in downtown Milwaukee. You guys big fans of the scooter?
I am when people are responsible parking them.
Yes.
I think they're great. They're great for getting around. I use them. They're electric. You know, it's just a great way to not get into an Uber or a taxi or drive. I think they're great. Where I struggle with is people who throw them in the lake or throw them in a ditch or throw them on some business's front yard.
Yeah.
That's where I'm just like, I wish they had docks, sort of like the bubbler bikes.
Right.
I wish there was a place where like that would solve the problem.
Right.
And you got to put that on, you know, Lime and Bird and all the companies. Yeah. But you dock them things or you got to pay. You know, that keeps running up the tab. That would solve many of the issues.
I mean, it's those safety concerns. That's why I want to continue to bring up this issue, because I think there's ways to solve for that, but I'm not sure exactly what they are.
I love you hinted at this, Jeff, and it's the scooters can bring modified city infrastructure, right? make it safer for scooters, you make it safer for pedestrians and people on bikes, bubbler bikes, and moving around the city, not in a car, which a lot of people want to do, and some streets just aren't ready for it yet.
Yeah. And when you create that kind of that complete street concept, you're adding scooters, you're adding bike lanes, you're adding pedestrian-friendly kind of obstacles to make sure we know what's coming at us. It makes it more safe for everyone.
And it frees up the streets for people who want to drive.
Right.
You know, like you get a lot of slack. People are like, oh, I don't like bird scooters and bike lanes or whatever. But it's like the more people that aren't driving in a downtown metropolitan area, the more that frees up the streets and the intersections, and you can get to where you're going faster and safer and more efficiently.
And guess what happens when things slow down a little bit? People notice the businesses that are on that street. They're driving by and they stop in. Mm.
Density creates discovery right there. Another great edition of The Future of Almost Everything with Steve Glenn and Martin Moore. Let's do it again next week. Tomorrow, an anniversary show around Milwaukee's Newaukee Marketing Group and more.